set in before you head out? CH.
Welcome to Hammer Day!
Thank you.
Number one sports betting show, Carol, with my back feet, Corey, with the nerd.
What?
I'm Tone Dix.
Atta baby.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a bearded sensation and Canadian wonder.
What?
That's not what
it is. Hey, Tony.
That's not what I normally say. Bruce!
What's going on, dude? Picks Friday.
Picks Friday.
Picks Friday.
Otter?
Picks Friday.
Picks Friday.
Picks Friday. Picks Friday.
What?
This is Hammer Picks Down. Friday. Welcome to Hammer Down. I am Tone Dix. This is a show about gambling. Sports betting, I should say.
Hell yeah.
If you can catch us Monday through Thursday, we kind of talk about all the games that we will pick this weekend. You've heard us talk about them games too much. Everyone's just like, give us the juice, okay? So here it is.
That's what everyone's saying.
Hey, just give us the juice.
Hey, Hammer Down, boys. Give us the juice.
We don't care about the orange. We don't care about the squeeze. Just give us the juice.
Nobody
okay?
wants to see how the sausage is made anymore, boom. Lad.
Not too much pulp, just some pulp.
No laughing either, boys.
No
let's
laughing.
Stick to the bets.
Fucking business.
Get to the fucking bets.
Serious business, boys.
It's Picks Friday.
What?
Also, Pat, will you tell people that you don't smoke marijuana?
I mean, I've said it 100 times. I don't know what to tell you.
It's the ring light in his eyes.
It is
okay?
The ring light directly behind his phone, illuminating but his eyes.
That makes his eyes look beautiful.
I also painted at a shipyard for 15 years. It's very bad on your eye.
Yeah.
So my eyes are very close. So I apologize for that, but that's how it goes, my friend. Once I'm back in studio, you won't have to be this close to my face and we'll be good.
I think we will be in a different studio here in the next week or so. Construction began today.
There we go.
Yeah, we got new walls in there.
Same building. Just right over there.
Construction began today.
Just right over there.
In the neighborhood.
Picks Friday. Let's go.
Here we go.
I am going to put out a warning.
Warning.
Oh, no. I love the Tony Friday warning. The fucking tsunami.
Warning.
Today, people are going to be upset with the amount of NFL bets that I have, probably.
What the fuck?
I mean, there's a lot. I was looking, and I was like, there is not a lot of games.
I do have 14 college football bets.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
There you go.
I'm the exact opposite. I might have picked every game in the NFL, and a couple of them I picked double because I picked overs on them.
Well, let's keep it, short and sweet, all right,
man? You know me. I'll run through this shit.
Yeah. And short and sweet.
You know me.
All right. Let's start in the NFL. First game. Colts are at the Pats. I assume everyone's going to be on the Pats because the money.
This line is moving.
Flying.
70% of the money's on, or 70% of the bets are on the Pats. 5.5 is the total. JT is at. I don't want to lay that many points with New England's offense.
No thanks. I think it'll be a dog fight. What's the total at on this?
Total's 40.5.
We're 5.5 now. If we start sniffing 7, I might get involved on the Indianapolis Colts. But without JT, you just can't really do it until we're at the 6.5 point.
The thing about that, though, is he hasn't been good.
Yeah, no, that is the thing. And Deion Jackson tweeted last night.
Like he is good, but he hasn't been good this year. That Jackson guy was very good.
He tweeted
he played against the Broncos.
What did he tweet?
He tweeted last night. I haven't even gotten in my bag yet. So look
out.
What
that means?
Deion Jackson rushing over.
You know what that means? Okay.
He hasn't even gotten in his bag.
Mitt, did you say if you're on a get?
Yeah, I'm going to be on the Colts here. I am actually wearing my Colts shirt from
whoa.
When I was
whoa.
A ball boy. This was on accident.
Turn your mic on. We're talking to your
this
mic.
Got hot.
Talking to your mic.
I'm going
to
be on the Colts plus these 6.5 here.
Bills, 11.5 at the Jets. The way that the Jets offense has looked recently,
Zach Wilson was seeing ghosts last week. Wait till Vaughn Miller gets.
I almost laid the 11.5 here, but I will stay away.
I'm with you, Tone. I'm out.
I don't bet totals, but I would look at this under.
You're right.
47.5.
I almost missed one of my two bets.
I'm going to be the one that
New York
it.
Jets.
I'm going to bet the over. I got the over of 46.5 is what I took it at. I was hoping that Buffalo could cover this by themselves.
Mitt, talk in your mic.
Yeah, just lower your microphone.
I can't. Oh, yeah, I can.
Two bets this weekend. There's a spoiler alert for me. Jets, second against the run, fifth against the pass. Pretty good on defense. Buffalo, fifth against the run, sixth against the pass. Pretty good on defense. Under 46.5 for Tone Diggs. Yeah, thanks. Thank you for the reminder. Thank you for the reminder. Dolphins are at the Bears, 4.5. Both offenses have looked pretty good as of late. Nothing.
Pretty good.
Nothing from you.
I am taking the home dog here. I'm going to take a lot of home dogs today, but the first one will be the Bears plus the 4.5. I just think it is a dogfight similar to what the Dolphins got into last weekend with the Lions. Yeah, just think it, you know, one score.
Well, get your dukes up because we got a back
room
brawl.
Oh, shit, we got a street fight.
Oh,
I am taking the Dolphins minus the 4. I was just looking at it, and I was like, well, the Bears fucking stink. I think the Dolphins are pretty good, so they should cover the 4.
3 weeks straight improvement out of the Bears.
Yeah. Packers, 3.5.
The only reason would be Roquan Smith.
Sure. Yeah.
That is fair. Yeah, but I'm almost into buying the sellers because it's kind of like, you know, what the Panthers have gone through in their coverage.
Oh, Bradley Chubb, anytime sack for sure.
Okay. Packers throwing the hook at the Lions. If the Lions had any semblance of any defense at all, I would take them, but they don't, so I won't.
Feed me Packers minus 3.5.
I will not give any more of my fucking money to that team.
Hey, it's time to go on a run. It starts on Sunday. Here we go.
Yeah, I mean, the rules do say the Lions plus 3.5, especially when you factor in the bad travel spot out of London for the Packers, something that they have not ever really had to deal with either. So I lean to the Lions plus 3.5, but I just can't do it.
Yeah, I'm going to take Green Bay minus the 3.5. I mean, they got to get off the schneid at some point. If you can't do it against the Lions, you can't fucking do it at all, it seems like. So, let's go.
Smelly line, it's not our fault. Vikings at the Commanders, minus 3. Thank you, Phoebe Buffet, for the line.
Does the Vikings defense stink?
I don't think
that's going on.
No, isn't
Zadarius
Smith
getting upset?
You know what it is? You know what it is, Bruce?
What?
Washington can get to the quarterback.
Zadarius.
Gotcha. And they can stop the run. And if you can get to Kirk Cousins and Dalvin Cook can't go, then you're in the game, my friend.
Yep. Commander's also big special teams edge I'm seeing here.
Yeah, this line's a sucker bet.
Yeah, like the Vikings are 6-1, so like they're obviously a good team. I don't know, dude. I really don't.
How about they're only 6? They're 16-1 to win the Super Bowl, while the Eagles are 5-1. That seems like a just gross overestimization.
Somebody That's also went over the Eagles' first fucking 8 wins, and like honestly, they're not that impressive. And they kind of like their offense didn't struggle, but they didn't really handle the Texans the way that I thought they would.
It's a no play, but at the 3, I would take the Vikings.
Okay. I would if anything, Vikings are minus 165 money line right now. That's what I would do.
That's how you do it, and you just hold your nose and pray.
If you want to look at it in a way that I do, Minnesota throws the ball 8th most. They're 24th in yards per pass. Washington's pass defense is 21st, so maybe a slight advantage to Washington there. Maybe. You would think that the yards per pass for Minnesota would be a little higher. Washington throws the ball 14th most. They're 28th in yards per pass. Not good. But Minnesota's pass defense, 31st. So maybe. I don't fucking know. I'm staying away.
383 yards per game the Vikings allow.
Washington's finding a way to win with Heinicke too, right? That's something you got to keep in mind.
Panthers.
Heinicke's won both starts.
Panthers plus the 7 against the Bengals. Go ahead, you go first, because I'm starting to fucking come around on this game.
On the Panthers?
Yeah. Let me look.
Yeah, I'm out. I can't get over what I saw from the Bengals on Monday night. I'm sitting out here, boys. I'm done.
I think that the Panthers will have a bit of a hangover to contend with after the ending to last week's game.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I would play at Bengals minus 6.5, but I mean, it is tough. 70 air yards out of PJ Walker deserve some respect.
Gun to my head, Panthers. But I'm not taking it. Chargers.
I'm going to take the over in that. Sorry, Tony.
No,
I'm going to take the over in that 42.5. Hopefully the Bengals can get off their schneid offensively. And then also, I mean, Carolina's offense has looked great with PJ Walker at the helm. So let's go.
Chargers minus the 3 at the Falcons. Falcons pass D hasn't been great. Chargers, we know what their rush D is like. I would say points in this one. And Chargers are off a bye. I think I would lean because they're off the bye and the Falcons are off that fucking up and down roller coaster game last week, but I'm going to stay away.
I'm taking Falcons plus 3, and there's one reason why. Cordarrelle Patterson changes this team.
Yeah, is he back? I saw he was practicing. Has he been confirmed to be playing?
Those don't come out until Sunday, but he has been practicing, and it has been reported that it looks like he's going to play. I think he's going to play, and I am also on Atlanta plus the 3.
Yep, I'm there as well. And then again, don't bet totals, but this one is going over 48.5.
Okay.
Love that.
Next game is Raiders have moved to 2.5 against the Jags. I don't want any of either fucking team.
I'm jagging off again. I'm doing it again.
You, my friend, are a glutton for punishment.
Just Jaguars money line. They need to win one of these games. They're in all of them. It's just Trevor's got to find a way to close one out, and I think that maybe if the Raiders don't get off the bus again, this is a good spot for them to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jags have covered 8 of 29. Give me the Raiders on the money line one more time.
Fair play.
Yeah, I've been fading the Jags the last couple weeks. It's been working out for me. I've also been betting on the Raiders the last couple weeks, and that's been pretty fucking not working out for me, I guess. So we're going to take the Raiders money line. Hopefully they get off the bus. Let's go, Derek Carr. Show something, buddy.
Okay. Seattle at the Cardinals. This is my other one. I took Seattle when they were 3.5. I mean, it's 1.5 now. I'll still give out Seattle, but I like it much better at the 3.5.
Yeah, I feel the same way, Tony. I think Seattle wins this game. Road team in this matchup covered 12-16. Seahawks covered 7-9 in Arizona. Dog covered 13-16. Cards covered 2-9 at home. Seahawks covered 4-5. I love the Hawks here.
Yeah, I don't really know why. I just can't shake liking the Cardinals money line here. I just think that they get the win and split with Seattle. I don't really, you know, I'm not confident in it, I guess you could say, but I just feel like Kyler gets it done.
Okay. I lean Cardinals money line, but I do have a play on the over of 49.5 in this game. Seattle's an over team, and also the Cardinals, hopefully they can get their offense rolling. I think Kyler can do some stuff. I think DeAndre Hopkins being back and like really having another week to really get into the system, get the plays drawn up, they'll get him in the end zone a couple times. Let's go.
Okay. Of all the games on the schedule, this is the one that I would least like to bet. Rams at Bucks. 3.
Bucks 0-4 ATS at home. Rams covered 6 straight in Tampa. Rams covered 9 of 10 against the Bucks. Brady has not beaten the Bucks beaten the Rams since he's been on the Bucks. I love the Rams getting 3.
Okay.
Love it.
So, you know, kind of a game where both teams are obviously kind of reeling this season, not living up to the billing of what we thought that they would be coming into the season. I contend that the Buccaneers are in a better place right now going into this weekend than the Rams, especially with Cooper Kupp's injury. You know, just coming off kind of the heels of that one. I absolutely love the Bucks in this spot. It's going to be my play of the day, my biggest play.
Oh, wow, head to head.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Head to head on fucking five stars.
Also, you have to factor in the revenge a little bit.
I think the Bucks are going to figure it out, Bruce.
I mean, their offense was doing some things against the Ravens. A little bit.
Maybe. A little bit. You would have told
me showed signs of life.
My thing is their O-line stinks. Like, Aaron Donald could eat all day.
Yeah, but
Aaron Donald could eat on fucking anybody.
The Rams O-line isn't really setting the world on fire. Yeah, but
that's good O-line, man. Like, Bucks O-line is shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Aaron Donald did fucking destroy my faith in the Cowboys O-line, and then they fucking ran for like 200 with Tony Pollard. I saw this game, and I saw the over at 42.5, and if you would have told me the defending Super Bowl champions and then the Tom Brady-led Buccaneers were playing and the over-under was only 42.5, I would have been all over the fucking over. I'm going to be all over this fucking over. This is my five-star.
Whoa.
So this seems like a five-star game.
Okay. Good luck, boys.
Revenge spot, too, for the Buccaneers.
Titans plus 11.5.
Give it to me.
I'm going to take it. Let's go.
Malik Willis Express.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Hey, we're going to do the same thing that we kind of did last night. We're just going to hold on, die a slow death, and barely fucking cover in this one. Plus the 12. Let's go.
I think this could sneaky be a bit of a good game.
Okay. Yeah, Derrick
Henry usually runs.
Yeah, usually runs on the Chiefs, it feels like.
All right. Yep. I'm on Jets and Bills under 46.5 and Seattle plus whatever points you got them at this week.
Packers minus 3.5, Raiders money line, Falcons plus 3, Seahawks plus 2, and Rams plus 3.
I have the Bears plus the 4.5. The Falcons plus the 3, the Bucks minus 2.5, the Jaguars plus 2.5, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Jaguars plus 2.5, the Cardinals money line, the Bucks, I guess, laying 2.5, we'll call it, and then the Titans plus 11.5.
Okay. To round it out, we got Atlanta plus the 3, Green Bay minus 3.5, Miami minus 4, the Raiders money line, Colts plus 6, the over of 46.5, Buffalo at New York, the over of 42.5, Carolina at Cincinnati, Minnesota minus the 3.5, the over of Seattle at Arizona, the over of the Rams at Tampa Bay, and then Tennessee plus 12.
Okay. College football.
What?
Anything tonight? So yesterday was a much better number. Duke was 9.5 at BC. They're now 11.5 at BC.
Wow. Quarterback's out.
Jerkovich is out.
Jerkovich is out?
Yeah.
Got to watch the huddle. Got to watch the huddle of the
but he was,
whatever high school is
he was supposed
in.
To be out yesterday. I got Duke at 9.5 yesterday. Do you want to? If you want to take him at 11.5, go ahead. Be my guest. And then quick weather check. What did we get Washington and Oregon State under yesterday? Was it 54?
Yeah, I think it was 50. I think it's still 54. So holding strong there. The weather has been accounted for. How we feeling here, Gumps, about the dog?
This is a game where I would just take whoever's at home, Bruce. Huskies terrible on the road. Beavers terrible on the road. Both great at home. Beavers covered 1 of 7 on the road this year. Huskies covered 4 of 5 at home. Huskies are a completely different team at home. I'm going to lay the 4.5.
Okay.
Like I said, if it was in Oregon State, I'd take Oregon State. Like, I just, these two teams are just completely different on the road than at home. It is insane.
There's a gale warning from today at 1 p.m. Pacific to Saturday at 3 a.m. There's a wind advisory, 25 to 35 with gusts up to 45. And there's a flood watch.
Yeah, it's ugly here, my friend.
So, yeah, I think I'll be sticking with the...
living in the land down under.
The under 54. Is that what we got it at? Correct?
54.5.
54.5. Beautiful. Maybe. I mean, that could be a dumb bet, but...
Penix depends what Penix shows up, man. Sometimes he lights out. Sometimes he is not good at all.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's gonna be tough to be lights out and fucking gale force winds and fucking flood watch.
Hey, you live on the Pacific Northwest. You fucking know how to spin it in the rain, my friend.
He hasn't been there that long. He hasn't been there that long.
Long enough.
Okay, so tonight. So I'm on the under Washington and Duke 9.5. What were you on, Gumpy? Anything tonight?
Just Huskies minus 4.5.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and take the Beavs plus the 4.5.
Okay. Tomorrow.
Slippery.
Tomorrow I'll start off the noons. I got a 4 noons, 5 noons. Jesus. Under 43.5 in Kentucky and Missouri. Those two offenses fucking stink. Dude, there, you got anything on that game?
Give me the mailman money line.
Oh,
Wildcats
yeah.
Covered 5-7 against Missouri. Tigers covered 4 of their last 13 at home. I love Kentucky to bounce back here, Tom.
I bought a point to Lane minus 6.5. They are playing to be the top ranked group of 5 teams so that they can play in a New Year's 6. Give me Tulane minus 6.5 against Tulsa, who I believe is quarterbacks out. You got anything on that one?
No, thank you.
Got anything? I think you're with me here. We got it earlier in the week at 6. It's down to 4.5. Maryland at Wisconsin.
Hell yeah. Love that one, Tom.
Any Nooners? Any Nooners, boys? Any Nooners?
I mean,
I got 2 Nooners.
I heard this week that Texas A&M got themselves a quarterback, and if I know one thing, it's that Texas A&M's got a better defense and a better barn than Florida. So I will be on Texas A&M money line at noon.
Who told you they got a
quarterback? Put your fucking Dukes up, Bruce.
Oh, here
that game's got overwritten all over too. What's the number on that? What's the total on that?
I believe it is 54.5 as well.
Okay.
We want to dive into some overs at noon. I got the over of Ohio State at Northwestern, 55.5. Let's go. Hopefully Ohio State beats the shit out of them and scores 55 points.
Okay.
56 points, sorry.
So Gumpy was on Florida. Bruce was on Texas A&M. I just take their under every game. Iowa and Purdue. Except for I did not take it against Northwestern because it was too goddamn low. I got it 42.5 earlier in the week under Iowa at Purdue. Iowa's not going to score. Iowa's defense good. I don't have to say
anything. Is Iowa going to score? They might, right?
Why? Because they scored against Northwestern?
Yeah, when the fire starts to burn, it starts to spread.
Yeah, hopefully that's not going to happen with the Purdue Boilermakers here because Kirk's they will be money.
Hot. I don't think I don't know.
Let them eat while they're hot.
I don't know if that's how this team works.
Yeah, maybe. No, I'm just kind of fucking around.
I'm taking Purdue minus the 4.5 here. I read an article this week that Purdue still could actually win the Big Ten if they win out all their fucking games.
Have they played Illinois? No. Yeah. As long as they haven't played Illinois yet, they can.
Yeah, they have not played Illinois yet. They can technically win the Big Ten if they win out all their games. So I'm thinking that Purdue bounces back here minus 4.5. Let's go Purdue.
Gumpy, any more 12s?
No, I got nothing till 3, my friend.
Okay, I got one more under 40.5, Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech. Talking about fucking team that scored 10 points in 4 overtimes, Virginia Tech and Georgia.
Is UNC just going to kick the shit out of Virginia?
I actually...
Is old Dusty May going to toss his hat in this Heisman
ring? Sorry. It was Virginia and Miami that scored fucking 10 points in whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No touchdowns.
It doesn't matter. Very similar fucking offenses here. I almost took Virginia, but I can't take a team that can't score against North Carolina.
Yeah, if I see any way to get to 6.5 there at a reasonable price, I'll probably smack UNC around a little
bit. I got a 2 o'clocker under Marshall and Old Dominion. Gumpy, we are going to battle at 3 o'clock. Louisiana Tech plus the 3.
We might be able to middle it. I like Middle Tennessee my line.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Also at 3, I'm taking Baylor plus the 3.5 at Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Tone. They've covered 9 of 11 in Oklahoma, and they've covered 4 straight against Oklahoma.
Yeah, one of those teams plays a little bit of defense.
Yeah, give me Baylor as well.
What? Are we?
Are we?
Yep, I'll do it. Team right!
Dub Baylor Bears are going in to Boomer Sooner plus three.
What?
It's a team ride. We're getting a dub. What?
What? Also at 3:30, I got Wazoo minus the 4.5 against Stanford. Stanford. I just don't like
Stanford.
I just don't like Stanford.
I'm taking Southern Miss money line versus Georgia State.
Okay. Oh, you like you Gold, fucking diving in those weeds.
Golden Eagles covered 9 of 11.
I'll dive into those weeds a little bit. I'm taking South Alabama minus the 3, 3.5, 4, whatever it's at, against Georgia Southern.
You're talking Ooh. Georgia Southern. I will take you to the Georgia Bulldogs, where College Game Day is at. One versus three. We got UGA minus the 8. Everybody and their mom is on Tennessee plus the 8. I am going the other way.
I'm seeing books saying that they need Georgia more than any other team they've needed this year.
Well, you know what? I ride with the books because the books, they
have,
Tony.
They have chandeliers, but.
They have the shiny chandeliers for a reason. Let's fucking go.
They didn't build themselves. Fuck.
90% of the money is on Tennessee.
Has the number one ranked team ever been a dog by that much?
Yeah, I would imagine that this is probably taking place. Because everyone was talking about the 2014.
When Mississippi State was one. Yeah, and
Mississippi
they had to
State
play
was
Bama.
One. Yeah, they were probably Maybe, plus yeah. about 9.
Maybe. Who knows? But no, you're right.
No,
you're
they
right.
were That's, one after they beat Bama.
What that was Dak Prescott. I don't have anything until 7:30. Anybody got anything before 7:30?
I think I have one.
Road Runners. Money line.
Me.
Woo!
Anybody else? Anybody else?
Me. I'm going to take the over of Oklahoma State at Kansas. We've been saying it. It feels like a must-bet game. And you know what? I can't really pick a side. It does seem like Jane Daniels is going to play.
Who the fuck's playing quarterback for anybody?
The line seems like it.
Nobody
the line
knows
seems like Jane Daniels
quarterback
is play.
For either team.
Jalen Daniels is practicing. They don't know if he's going to start. Bean may get to start. They don't know if Spencer Sanders is going to play because he's hurt. Gundy's kid may get to start. It's a no-go for me.
The line has basically moved to a pick'em. I think Jaden Daniels is going to play, so I want to bet the over. I want to watch this game. I want this game to fucking be good. I want there to be touchdowns. 63.5, I just think the book knows something at putting it this high. Let's go. Over.
The defense is stunk. 7:30.
Wait. What? I think I got
I got a Let's couple. Go. I got three more before 7.
Okay, fucking go ahead, Bob.
I think I got to do something, too.
I'm jumping on Bruce's beloved WVU.
There it is.
Getting 7.5 at Iowa State. Iowa State's covered 1 of 5 overall. Covered 1 of 5 at home. Covered 1 of 5 conference games. I'm back on Syracuse getting 3.5 at Pitt. I don't know why Syracuse is 3.5 here.
Gary Schrader, they don't know if he's going to play yet.
That's Still cool. give it to me. He'll play. He'll strap him up. Give me Syracuse plus 3.5. And my other one before 7, Texas State getting 1.5 at Monroe. Bobcats covered 4 straight in Monroe.
Okay. Bruce?
Yes.
Did you say something? You got something before 7:30, Becker?
Scoot over, Gumpy. I'm coming with you. We head to Iowa State with the Mountaineers plus the 7.5. Hurt me, baby.
Okay. I don't know. I think it might be at 7.5, whatever. I'm going to buy it to 6.5. Florida State versus Miami. We don't know if Tyler Van Dyke's playing yet or not. Florida State's just been the much, much, much better team this year. Now, it's a rivalry game. It's a lot of points, but Florida State, 6.5.
Yeah, Miami hasn't covered 7 fucking games. Florida State covered 5 straight on the road. Florida State, minus 6.5.
Am I seeing that old Tyler Van Dyke might be back from injury here?
Yeah, that's why I said we don't know if he's playing yet or not. He might be. Doesn't matter to me. I don't care who's starting for Miami. They stunk with or without him.
I don't know.
Yeah, to me, I do not give a shit. I will be fading Miami for the rest of the year, and it hasn't proved me wrong yet, so let's go.
Bruce, if you want to fucking put your knuckles up, dude.
Why I oughta? If Tyler Van Dyke, if Tyler Van Dyke's going, and I'm still catching seven, I'll probably take it. Rivalry game, give me the dough.
Okay. Under 47 for Clemson and Notre Dame. That's it. They're going to keep it on the ground. Defenses are pretty good.
Yeah, I'm laying 3.5 with Clemson there, Tone.
I'm going to meet Gumpy there. I'm taking Clemson minus 3.5. Yep. I think Clemson's pretty fucking good. DJ, been balling out, actually. I want to give him his flowers kind of this year. He actually has been playing pretty fucking good. And I also think that
big
Notre Dame stinks.
Big bounce back game for DJ. Got benched last game for Cade Klubnik.
Or big. All right, Cade Klubnik, here you go.
Maybe. Yeah.
We shall see. But I like Clemson as well. I will probably try to get down below minus 200 on the money line or to sneak in there live. But I like Clemson as well.
Michigan and Rutgers under 45.5. Give me it's sleepy there in Piscataway. give me 38-0, something like that.
That's not bad.
What's the number?
45.5. The spread?
Yeah.
The spread on that one is 25.5.
Sheesh. Oof.
The math.
The math, Bruce.
Yeah, there's not a lot of room in between those two numbers if I'm doing the math correctly. I would take fucking Michigan if I'm doing anything. Yeah, of course. It's time to put some shit on tape, you know?
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Uh-oh. You get that number 5 ranked, you're maybe keeping your starters in for another drive or two to get a little more points.
Yeah.
Ooh, talking about the rankings, I did miss this one since we're on the 7:30s. I'm going to go back to 7. We got Bama number 6 at number 10 LSU. I think 13.5 is too many points for the LSU Tigers. Jaden Daniels is a fucking dog. Has been balling the fuck out. I think he'll keep his game close, keep him in it. I don't know if they're going to win, but it's in Death Valley. Let's go. Go Tigers. Jaden Daniels
has been playing very well, but no thanks. Anybody else got anything left? I got one more.
Bama LSU, I will just say, if Georgia covers, LSU will cover.
Okay. Yeah,
and if Tennessee covers,
okay,
then Alabama will cover.
Those are the rules, baby. don't argue with it.
I don't know how or why. That's just how the world works.
I don't love laying the hook for my last game, but I'll go Wake. Against NC State. They're not going to turn over 8 times again.
Let's hope not, dude. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
How sad.
I watched that game, dude. That was painful.
How sad is Sam Hartman coming into tonight? Jeez, what a rough week.
Anybody got anything left?
Yeah, talking about how sad Sam Hartman is, let's go to Louisville. JMU's going into Louisville. They're only minus 7.5. I think they're going to kick the shit out of them. JMU is not that fucking good. Ooh. And Louisville just had a huge win, so let's go.
Pal,
I'm taking Quinn Ewers and the boys. Line at State.
I am on them, but I couldn't find their line on FanDuel. I think they're 2.5 or something. I'm also on Texas. Yeah, I believe
that they are 2.5. Is Sorry. That the move, boys? Yeah.
No,
I'm money line. I think Texas gets it done. Oh, there it is,
2.5. Yeah, Texas minus 2.5 for me too.
And then last one, I'm taking Houston getting 3.5 at SMU. Mustangs covered 1 of 5 at home this year. Cougars covered 4 of 5 on the road.
You're on my fade SMU bus, huh?
Yep.
The one reason
I
want to take Kansas State is just the fact that Texas has won every game since 2017.
Okay. They haven't won a road game in 5. Does that help you? Texas hasn't.
Wow.
That line does stink, though.
All right.
It's a cheeky one.
My last game that I'm just going to shoehorn in here is UCLA minus the 11 at Arizona State. I think Arizona State absolutely stinks. I think UCLA needs to put on some great film to be in the conversation for the playoff.
Gumby, I'm going to need you to check with somebody in Seattle on this weather. Because if it is supposed to be what it's going to be, 54 is way too much. And I'm going to put a 12-star bet on it.
Oh, and you know that there will be 53 points scored. Exactly. And that'll just be
I can show you what's happening outside right now.
Yeah, give us a little boots on the ground. Flip it around.
And weather report coming from Kyle Cathcart.
I finally got this thing centered. I don't want to fuck with it.
Fair play.
No, you look good.
Speaking of, it's ugly,
dude.
Speaking of fucking around and finding out, give me Cal plus 21.5 at USC.
Jesus Christ.
Keep it close, Cal Bears.
plus what?
21.5.
Oh, okay.
See, don't hate it.
So this game will what? Start what time local? 7:30 local?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rain might
sleepy,
be done.
Sleepy.
Rain might be done by then.
Oh, tonight you're saying?
Yeah.
Still.
If it's fucking not raining, fucking Huskies might fucking roll.
Yeah. That's what I was originally going to be on the Huskies because I like their pass game, but we'll see.
All right. Oregon State, man, they are very good at home and not good on the road. Washington's been the same this year, though. They got boat raced at UCLA after looking really good.
Yeah. The Beavs won at Stanford. They just didn't cover.
Should we roll through these? Or
by 1 point.
You want to roll through these or no?
Roll through them, Tom.
Tonight, Duke 9.5 and the under. It's not a 12-star. I'll just do a normal bet on that one after looking at the weather. Under for Kentucky and Missouri, Tulane minus 6.5, Maryland plus 6, under for Iowa, Purdue, under for Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech, under for Marshall, Old Dominion, Louisiana Tech plus the 3, Baylor plus 3.5, Washington State minus 4.5, South Alabama minus 3.5, Florida State minus 6.5, under Clemson, Notre Dame, under Michigan, Rutgers, Wake Forest minus 3.5.
Kentucky money line, Florida plus 3.5, Maryland plus 6, Middle Tennessee money line, Southern Miss money line, Baylor plus 3.5, UTSA money line, WVU plus 7.5, Syracuse plus 3.5, Texas State plus 1.5, Texas money line, Houston plus 3.5, Florida State minus 6.5, and Clemson minus 3.5.
Okay.
I'm going Oregon State plus the 4.5 tonight, and then tomorrow at noon, I'm on UNC laying hopefully 7 or lower. Freaking Texas A&M money line, and then Baylor plus the 3.5. Sorry for doing it this way, but I'm just scrolling through every single game looking for the ones. West Virginia plus 7.5. Kansas State plus the 2.5.
Jesus Christ.
Clemson money line, and then Cal plus the 21.5.
All right, short and sweet. We got the over of Ohio State at Northwestern, Purdue minus 4.5, Baylor plus 3.5, UGA minus 8, over of 63, Oklahoma State at Kansas, LSU plus 13.5, Florida State minus 7.5, Clemson minus 3.5, Louisville minus 7.5, and UCLA minus 11.
Okay.
It's getting cold.
It is getting cold. And it's fucking cold. Nippy. Cold breeze just fucking blew
in. A little nippy in here. Yeah, I can feel my nips through my hoodie. Wide.
Good night on the ice, boys. It was a good night on the ice.
If you're cold, boys, I got something to heat you up. These gloves keep you nice and warm.
One game tonight.
One game. Wanted to jump in here. Tony didn't invite me over. Kind of crashed. Just sliding myself into the program. Just one game. We'll get to it real quick and get you on your way. Gumpy, how'd you do last night, by the way?
4-0, brother.
Atta baby. Tone, excellent job deciphering my code and reading
just
my picks.
Just finding the underlines, yeah.
Tonight.
There's two games tonight.
No, one game is happening as right we now, speak, dude. Lad. They're over in Finland.
What?
Yeah. Classic, you
what
know.
The fuck? Wouldn't the NHL become the fucking league, national? Dude,
why don't they market this?
It is.
I thought it was a national league, not
it
fucking world league.
It is a global
dude,
sport,
fuck?
Gentlemen.
That it is.
It knows no bounds except for the southern hemisphere. They keep
exactly.
They keep it up north where it is quite cold. Right now, actually, Colorado's up 3-2 going into the third as they play in Finland.
Barn burner.
I believe those two teams will play again tomorrow. Tonight, though, 7 p.m., the only game on the slate, Buffalo Sabres go down to rally to take on 20,000 screaming Canucks, brother. And both these teams are hot. They're both on 3-game win streaks. The Caniacs, though, all three of those wins have come in overtime. And they played last night.
Okay.
So that's a lot of hockey. Therefore, I will take the Buffalo Sabres I'm going to take the money line, but there's no shame in taking the puck line as well at +1.5 at -142. I will take the money line. It's a nice, juicy +172 currently. Okay. When you're hot, you're hot. And I guess the Canes are hot too, but that's a lot of overtime. That's playing last night's a lot. They've been eking out wins. Sabres are top 10 in the league in goals. At fourth, in goals against at seventh. Craig Anderson's in the net. The old bones of Craig Anderson have had a terrific start to the season, so hopefully the Sabres pull out for us tonight. And after this week, I assume the gloves will be dead because we talked about how hot they were all day.
No, I assume just leave them, the juice leave them gone. Right on that desk, yep. And just don't let anybody touch
them. Don't touch the gloves.
Good luck, boys.
Thank you.
God bless.
Good luck, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
I didn't look at World Series tomorrow, have you?
Yeah, I mean, Astros first by money line.
The Phillies are dead.
That catch fucking McCormick made.
Dagger.
Woo! Dagger!
And fucking Mancini made a huge play on Schwarber as well down the line.
Oh, yeah, that was them playing no doubles there down the line. Absolutely saved that one.
Game over.
All right, footy.
You want to do NBA tonight?
Let's do NBA tonight.
Big night in the association. About every single team fucking plays. Right, so
except for the teams that aren't.
We don't need an explanation. Just what do you guys want?
Yeah, you guys already know. I have a formula, and it's Picks Friday. A so we're just flying with the money. We got Indiana +3.5. We got Boston -7. We got Sacramento +4. We got Charlotte +11. We got Dallas -3.5. We got Minnesota +3.5. Okay. And Portland +10.5.
Mate, you did really well there. Good Picks Friday.
My baby, Matt.
Yep. I am going Knicks +3.5. The Pacers +3.5. Washington Wizards -3. Cleveland -5.5. And give me the Bulls +7.
Okay. Dumpy, any NBA?
I'm taking the Nets +3. I think KD does this by himself. Taking the Raptors 3.5 at Dallas, and taking the Bucks money line in Minnesota.
Why are the Pelicans favored by 11 against the Warriors?
The Warriors are sitting out their whole team.
Yeah, Warriors are sitting everybody.
Yeah, Draymond, Steph, Clay, right, and one other players.
Then I know it's gross, but it's kind of worth just a quick little Pelicans -11 in those spots.
I was kind of
-4 this morning.
I was kind of thinking the Warriors have lost 4 in a row. They kind of need to get off of Schneid. You're either hot or you're due. I might sprinkle Warriors money line, but other than that, I'm not playing that game.
Okay. Footy, pal.
Tottenham Liverpool play this weekend.
Ooh.
Banger. Liverpool. Saturday banger. EPL. I'm taking Brighton draw no bet at Wolverhampton and Leicester draw no bet at Everton. Serie A, I'm taking Sassuolo.
Hell yeah.
Draw no bet at Empoli. Bundesliga, give me Wolfsburg double chance at Mainz. Leipzig, draw no bet at Hoffenheim. Frankfurt, draw no bet at Augsburg.
Too loud, you can't hear him.
Bremen, draw no bet versus Schalke. And Ligue 1, give me Lens money line at Angers. And then we kind of let it eat here on Sunday with about 15.
Yes. Okay, let's go.
EPL. I'm taking Arsenal. Draw no bet at Chelsea.
Okay.
Newcastle keeps rolling. Money line at Southampton. La Liga. Real Sociedad. Money line versus Valencia.
Okay.
Villarreal. Money line versus Mallorca. Real Betis. Draw no bet versus Sevilla. Serie A, I got Bologna, draw no bet versus Torino. Fiorentina, money line at Sampdoria. Inter, draw no bet at Juventus. Bundesliga, Union Berlin, once again, double chance at Leverkusen. Freiburg, money line versus Cologne. Ligue 1, Clermont, draw no bet versus Montpellier.
Uh-huh.
Nice, money line versus Brest. Nantes, double chance at Rennes. Monaco money line at Toulouse.
Okay.
And Marseille draw no bet versus Lyon.
Okay.
And then just real quick, I've said it a bit this week, but Breeders. I like Epicenter in the Breeders' Cup Classic and will try to tweet out my plays on the undercard tomorrow. Today, obviously, has kind of passed me by.
At Bruce Brown on Twitter.
A shiggity shoe.
The undercard.
The undercard. Great slate. Great slate. Graham Motion going on the turf. Classic. Chad Brown with the Phillies and Mariners. He's won like four of the last six.
Which one? Which race is Epicenter in?
Epicenter's in the Breeders' Cup Classic. That would be race 11 tomorrow, post time probably around 6:30 p.m.
Okay. Let me...
Hell yeah.
Let me see.
Flightline could make me eat my words.
Nah, TVG Mike gave that the kiss of fucking death the other day.
It's also...
He is 3-5.
What blows my mind is that it's like a thing in horse handicapping and stuff that you don't talk about horses like that before the race. Like, you don't be like, this is a guaranteed winner.
That might be why TV Mike has never hit a bet on the show.
You're not supposed to do that in any sport.
Yeah, no, but especially in horses, it's like, these are fucking horses.
Yeah, like,
who knows? A 3-5 favorite, not worth the trip to the window.
That's what they say.
Huh. You tell me.
Well, maybe you should go down there to the window.
You want to?
Should you go into the...
Let's take the trail boss.
Let's get a sitter.
I
would need to get a sitter. Are you really a horse guy if you're this close to fucking Keeneland and don't go?
I was going. I had a house and everything. We got like half our deposit back when we canceled.
Okay. Not
bad. But I was going. It seemed like a great idea in August.
Thought that counts.
It's still a great idea.
It's kind of a great idea, but it's not.
All right. Good show.
Great show.
Good week, lads.
Some would say it was a great show. Probably shouldn't just slap our expensive mic.
Yeah, Bruce just started doing that back here because you were doing it, Donnie.
Bruce,
you set the example.
That one's different. That mic's different.
You're different, Tony.
We are. We're all different. This is a different show. Thanks for watching it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Go get a drink.
Or two.
Okay. Or six.
My first martini, make it.
I'm going to go get a drink. Gumpy, you fucking stay warm up there. Stay tight. Stay dry, all right?
You got it, brother.
Boys in the back, fucking backyard boys. You'll be good this weekend, all right?
Tony. Everyone, hey, Tony, you get wild.
Not too wild. Everyone who listens and watches.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you all so much. Love you. Good luck. God bless.
God bless.
Hammer.